Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
We're back at 12 after. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. Thank you very much for hanging around with me today. 800-531-3815, toll-free coast-to-coast. Nancy Hassett-Dom, ladies and gentlemen, is our guest this half hour. One of our two guests, I should say. Nancy is a registered nurse who specializes in cancer care, having worked with over 400 cancer patients in the last 10-plus years, has caused her to write a book, which produced the book Mind, Body, and Soul, A Guide to Living with Cancer. And Nancy, welcome to the show.
Hi, Jim. Thank you very much.
It's good to have you here. And also, folks, Joan Pride. Let's get Joan in here. You know Joan very well. Those of you who listen to the show on a regular basis know her as senior editor with the Kiplinger Editors. But today she's on the show as a cancer survivor. Joan Pride, welcome back.
Hey, thank you very much, Jim. Good morning. I have to do my usual disclaimer when I'm talking from home. I have my assistant with me. He has four legs and a very large voice, and sometimes I never know when he's going to make his feelings known. I don't think he ever has on the air, but you never know.
Well, yeah, I think we've heard him bumping around a few times when you've done the show from home.
Right.
But say hello to Nancy.
Oh, good morning, Nancy.
Good morning, Joan.
Ladies, this as I mentioned earlier, and as you both certainly know, this October is Breast Cancer Awareness Month, and Nancy, I wanted you to join us to talk about your book and about all this, but I wanted Joan also to join us to be sort of my co-host, but also to tell us a little bit about her experience. And so what I think would be a good idea right now is maybe if I shut up a little bit, and Nancy and Joan, why don't you guys talk to each other?
Sure. Nancy, your book sounds like a very interesting subject. Maybe you could talk a little bit about what your purpose was in writing it. It sounds as if you've had, as a nurse, a lot of experience with breast cancer patients, and you have concerns about how well they're being treated during the course of their treatment.
Right. Well, as a cancer care nurse, I not only took care of patients with breast cancer, but all forms of cancer. There are 100 forms of cancer. And what I found, the reason why I wrote the book, first of all, was that I found that the care was lacking in generalized compassion. I felt that we weren't dealing with the psychological issues to the extent that we need to. I found that care was fragmented and not consistent. So every patient had a different experience. A lot of my patients experienced pain, and this I found to be very disturbing because, there was a fragmented care. There were physicians who were well-trained in pain management, and there were physicians who were not. So it seemed like a constant fight it was a battle. I had to battle for many things for my patients. Go ahead.
Oh, I'm sorry. I was wondering to what extent it helps a cancer patient, to have the support of family and friends, even when they go to the doctor. I remember I was told that, if possible, bring someone with you, even for an office visit, because you're not going to remember half of what the doctor says. Have a friend there taking notes, and so they can really absorb a lot of the information. Because you do get, as I have known, a lot of information thrown at you, and you have a lot of choices to make, particularly when involving breast cancer, with the type of treatment that you may want to select.
That's right. Yeah, that's an excellent idea. Excellent. And you're absolutely right. I mean, with your experience, how was it for you when you first were diagnosed?
Well, my diagnosis was kind of botched because the people that were examining me thought that my breast lump was just a fluid-filled cyst. And it was only because my husband kept pestering me that I made them look at it more closely and do a biopsy and really get a good read on it. So it pays to have a pesty husband. But the other thing, too, is one thing I would say to people is if your gut is telling you there's something wrong, then there probably is. And if a doctor tries to dismiss you or say, oh, that's not important or you shouldn't be feeling pain, don't necessarily take them at their word. I mean, doctors are wonderful people, but they're not God, and they don't always make the right decisions.
Right, right. Yeah, the support of the family is paramount, and friends. But we have another situation here, too, because there are many, many people, many women, who kind of go into this isolation after a diagnosis. They don't want to talk to their friends. They don't want to even talk to their family. They become isolated from decision-making and from interaction with others.
Right, and I think that's a particular problem with cancer, because I know with myself with breast cancer, I was crazy. I would practically tell strangers on the street because I was dying for sympathy. But some people do withdraw and are isolated, and there seems to still be the stigma about cancer in the sense that people hear the word cancer and they're immediately worried that you're going to die. Or they're
exactly.
afraid to bring up the subject with you as if it's a taboo subject. I had people come up to me and whisper to me in my office, you know, how are you doing? And I would whisper back, I didn't commit a crime. It's okay to talk about the cancer.
Yeah.
And I also made a point of saying the word cancer as much as I could, just so that they would feel comfortable that we didn't have to say, you know, your condition or your sickness or something like that.
You're right.
Can I interject something here, ladies? I really am enjoying your conversation here, but one of the things that I want to point out, Nancy, you talked about people, they also go into, they fear what the news, that's what I worry about. Joan, you're 3 years into your treatment and after
yeah.
following your treatment, so you're a survivor. The mother of my children and I went through this 20 years ago, Nancy, and she's still here. And
yeah.
so I think what I want to say to ladies out there is if you, number one, especially during Breast Cancer Awareness Month, get checked. Get to the doctor. Get the mammograms done. Take care of yourself. Breast cancer, when detected early, is highly treatable, highly curable, even though there are women who, you know, there are stories that we don't like to hear about. But basically, you know, I know two women specifically right now, as I just said, who one is alive after 3 years and one's alive after 20 years.
That's right.
Right. And you hear about people, especially in years ago, if you would let a lump go without treatment oral, in some cases a doctor might say, oh, don't worry about it, especially with younger women. You know, that breast cancer is now, people are realizing that younger women can have breast cancer. And sometimes doctors don't realize that and may say, oh, don't worry about it. And you can't, you know, get that second opinion. It's very important.
Stand by, ladies. We've got to take a quick break. Folks, when we come back, we're going to continue our visit with Nancy Hassett-Dom, the author of Mind, Body, and Soul, and our good friend Joan Pride, who is a breast cancer survivor. 20 after, stay with us. We'll be right back. Don't forget, October is Breast Cancer Awareness Month. We're back. It's 23 after. I'm Jim Blassingame, the small business advocate. We're visiting with our new friend, Nancy Hassett-Dom, the author of Mind, Body, and Soul, A Guide to Living with Cancer, and Joan Pride, senior editor with the Kiplinger Editors and breast cancer survivor and our good friend. Nancy, I want to get a couple of quick things out of the way here. I want folks to know how they can contact you, how they can find your book and your website. Would you give us that information, please?
Okay, sure. My website is www.cancerbook.com.
Okay.
I have many articles and resources that other sites don't have, but they're unusual and they're good. And
these are free. These are free resources, right?
Yeah, free resources.
All right.
How to get
cancer,
medication,
cancerpatient.com.
I beg pardon?
What'd you say the website again?
Cancerbook.com.
Cancerbook.com.
Right.
Check that out, folks. How can we find the book?
It's in Barnes & Noble all over the country.
Okay.
You should be able to find it in your local Barnes & Noble store. It's also available on the website, cancerbook.com.
All right. Check that out, folks, when you get a chance. And guys, order one for your wife. If you've got someone in your family who's got this, go check it out yourself. And if you have to order one for somebody else, for someone that you love, that's one of the things you can do. If some member of your family has cancer or or is being treated for cancer, you can get involved too. Don't forget about that. Also, Nancy, quickly tell us about Breast Cancer Awareness Month. What's being done? What should we do?
Okay, well, you know, the incidence in breast cancer, by the age of 30, it's 1 in 2,500. By the age of 50, it's 1 in 50. So they recommend
a mammography. Stop. Say those numbers again.
By the age of 30, it's 1 in 2,525. By the age of 50, it's 1 in 50.
That's a shocking number. I did not know that number.
Yeah, so they recommend a mammography every year for women in the 50 age group.
And if you don't have insurance, they're not that expensive, are they?
No.
What's it, $150
people,
bucks
women
or something
can
like
get
that?
This for free. Women can get this for free. Many times, the van that drives around, mm-hmm. there's free mammographies. Yes, you can check your local health department, breast cancer organizations. You don't have to pay for it. There are always free programs available.
That's one of the myths, folks. This is not an expensive proposition. You can do it with a little or no money. And also another myth I'd like to burst, and then I'm going to let you and Joan talk for a minute, Nancy, is the fact that all breast cancer treatment results in radical mastectomy. That's just not the case, is it?
No. There have been studies, recent studies, that have shown that there is no significant difference in the outcome by having a lumpectomy and chemotherapy and sometimes radiation with that, as opposed to having a radical mastectomy. So that more and more lumpectomy is being done with chemotherapy and radiation, depending on the form of breast cancer and the if it has metastasized or not.
Mm-hmm.
But women do not have to go necessarily through a mastectomy.
Joan?
Well, that's a very good point, Nancy. In my case, in fact, when I discovered my lump and it was diagnosed to be cancer, I said to the breast surgeon, do I need a mastectomy? You know, if that's going to save my life, let's do it. And he quoted the statistics for me. I was diagnosed as stage 2, which is considered an early stage. And because of that and because of where the lump was, he was able to tell me that lumpectomy plus radiation was almost the same survival rate as mastectomy, which
that's right.
Really, it helps you. You know, women don't realize, you know, losing the breast is one thing, but losing strength in your arm and range of motion is just as important. And with a lumpectomy, you can avoid a lot of that.
That's right. Probably the incidence of lymphedema is not as high, nearly as high.
That's a very good point, because lymphedema is a condition where the arm swells up because you've removed so many lymph nodes that the lymph glands can't drain properly.
Right.
And that doesn't hit a lot of women, but when it does hit, it's very severe.
Mm-hmm. Joan, you and I knew each other when you were going through this.
Yes.
And I was so proud of your strength and the way you handled it and the way you continued to work, and you were just an inspiration to so many people.
Thank you.
But you faced it. And I think a lot of people, and I'm not going to say women, a lot of people, Nancy, they fear knowing the truth. They're afraid that they've got cancer. That's the wrong thing to do, isn't it?
Well, you know, it hits you on an emotional level, and it's very difficult to face, because the word cancer is unfortunately associated with dying, and cancer is not about dying. It's about living life with a problem, because many more people survive.
Mm-hmm.
That's a good
and
point.
People should not be afraid to read articles and to read books about cancer, because the information in there could save your life.
Mm-hmm. Ladies, we're coming up on the end of the segment. I want to remind folks the book is called Mind, Body, and Soul, A Guide to Living with Cancer by Nancy Hassett-Dom. It's available at cancerbook.com, also around the country in bookstores. Last thoughts, Nancy?
Yes. Well, Joan? You've been remarkable with your courage. Not everybody has that, and I just want to say that I commend you for your courage.
And oh, thank you, Nancy, and thank you for writing the book. I think it will help a lot of people.
Oh, thank you.
Thanks, ladies. Joan Pride, I'll see you Thursday. Nancy,
yes, sir.
Congratulations, and
okay.
On the good work that you're doing, keep it up.
Thank you so much.
Quick break. I'll be right back with John Fox. This show is brought to you by IBM and Office Depot.
Gonna take a freight train.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.